I'll introduce Dr. Rebecca Aldrich from Occupational Science and Occupational Therapy. She's going to share a few reflections on teaching, and we are very thrilled to have her, not only because she is a great faculty member, supporter of the center, and a great teacher, but also she is a recipient of one of our certificates, or she earned one of our certificates. So we're very happy to have her in those many roles to speak to us today.
So thanks for braving the snow, and I'm so happy to be able to share some reflections about teaching with you. And snowy days like today make me realize that the holidays are upon us. And when I think about the holidays, I think about food. I don't know about you all. And food has a place in teaching and learning because there are so many metaphors related to food and food phrases that litter the teaching and learning literature. So teachers can be viewed as chefs, and they use cookbooks to marry content and form, and they build a particular classroom recipe and have this beautiful thing to feed students and have students eat with them. But one particular food-related phrase has guided my thoughts about teaching and learning. And so I just want to share with you a little bit of my background, talk about that phrase, and tell you a little bit how I think it intersects with the CUTS program. So I had the special sort of path toward teaching in academics that when I was about 17, I knew I wanted to get a PhD and teach at a university. And in talking with other faculty members, I realized that that's a little bit early compared to when many other people decided they wanted to take this route. But I loved learning, and I loved being with other people who were learning and sharing learning experiences. So when I got to college, I sort of knew in the back of my head that this was going to be where I ended up. I just didn't know what I was going to pursue, what field I would be teaching in. And because of that, I regularly questioned my undergraduate major. Am I doing the right thing? Am I pursuing too narrow a field of study? And so in my pursuit of teaching in occupational science and occupational therapy, I picked up a philosophy minor because I thought it would give me a broader base as a scholar and keep me from feeling like I was being too narrow. And in pursuing that minor, I took a class from Dr. Dallas Willard at the University of Southern California. And he was one of those great professors that makes an impact on every student he teaches. And he made an impact on me. And I don't remember the context of the phrase I'm about to share, but undoubtedly I was in his office hours and I was hesitating or questioning my academic path and where I wanted to go. And Dr. Willard just turned to me and he said, "Well, what makes you rub your mental tummy and say, ah?" And, you know, as he always did in class, he very eloquently and very simply formed a question that had a profound effect and really got right to the heart of the matter for me. Reflect on what nourishes you and go for that. And don't hesitate about it. Trust that. So, fast forward to my doctoral education in occupational science, where I expressed an early interest in teaching, and I was able to do a future faculty fellowship to start honing those skills. I came out of that fellowship and found myself teaching a history course that most students weren't too excited to take because it was required, and it was the last step before they got to receive their degree and progress to clinical field work. I kept Dr. Willard's question with me because it helped me refocus the purpose of my teaching in that course. Instead of focusing on students acquiring content, I wanted students to discover what made them rub their mental tummies. And I wanted to do that knowing that the whole or even most of my course may not be what was going to make them do that. So I really wanted to help them develop a love of the process of inquiry in the context of the course that they could take into their own lives at that time and beyond. And I found a larger language for this focus in Deweyan educational philosophy, but I always kept coming back to Dr. Willard's question, and it really served to anchor me. So when I came to SLU in 2011, I'd already spent a lot of time reflecting on teaching, honing habits, going to workshops, and the CUTS program seemed like a really wonderful way to continue that habit and that process. But I didn't think it would give me yet another way to think about Dr. Willard's question. With the support of the Reinhardt Center for Transformative Teaching and Learning, and through programs like the CUTS program, the Innovative Teaching Fellowship, and the Try It mini grant, I have been able to explore what is to me a new area of teaching, and that's the nexus of teaching, technology, and learning spaces. And this exploration has refined my perspective on what I do as a teacher because it foregrounds how teachers can actively shape the learning space and the experiences through which students learn. So Dr. Willard's question, I now see as referring to not only something that we encourage students to do, to find what makes them rub their mental tummies, but we as teachers have to figure out how to get students to rub their mental tummies. So I've come to realize that something just as simple as modeling genuine interest in my subject matter has a great effect on students, much like Dr. Willard's question had a great effect on me. And just last night I read an article from the teaching professor that talked about the kinds of questions teachers ask. And Larry Spence, who's the author, said that he saw a marked change in his students when he stopped asking, quote, the kinds of questions teachers ask, and started posing questions that he himself had about course content, those questions that made him rub his mental tummy. And he said when he started asking such questions, the students took care of the technical content on their own. They defined the terms they needed to know, they summarized the arguments they needed to understand. They did that as a matter of course. But they also, he also saw the class discussions explode with other questions that sent students off to the library or to other professors to get answers. And I've seen a similar outcome in my courses and know that I've done something right when students talk about my love of the subject matter on my course evaluations. It's inspired something in them, and I've modeled the type of inquiry that I hope they're going to take out of my course, even if they don't remember anything that I specifically teach. I know the CUTS program helped me better understand how to create such experiences. What it gave to me, and what I hope your programs gave to you, is a variety of options for getting students to engage more in that type of inquiry. So whether by linking me with resources like the Teaching Professor, which I encourage you all to subscribe to if you haven't already, or introducing me to learning technologies such as those found in the Learning Studio, or helping me refine my course design through instructional designer assistance, the CUTS program has opened my eyes to a variety of ways to assist students in discovering topics that they find fulfilling and nourishing. And the great thing about the CUTS program is that you can take or leave the suggestions that they give you like you would when you're cooking a recipe. So some aspects of what they say are fundamental, but most are like flavors that can be added or substituted or subtracted depending on whatever outcome you're seeking to produce. So it's a very versatile background and versatile foundation that you're building by engaging with these programs. So if you haven't already encountered students like I was as an undergraduate, you probably will, and you'll see them, their uncertainty for their future, and also their hunger for a passion that they find nourishing. And by maintaining the habits of reflecting on and enhancing your teaching that you've engendered through your participation in these programs, I think you stand a very good chance of getting many students to rub their mental tummies and say, ah.